Be'ezav Shem Mizbochu begin Perek Asir, the 10th chapter in the Amos Hilchas Toim V'Nitin, laws of the claimant, the defendant, the Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgments. We continue the theme regarding the previous Perekim, regarding that of the claims as it applies to Chazakas, where in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding the Chazaka, the presumed status of the ownership as it applies to animals and regarding slaves. As Rambam gets Alach Av regarding the Chazaka of Behemoth. So Behema, a domesticated animal, or Chai, a wild animal, Sheinu Shmura, which is not protected. Elam Aleches, B'chomokim, B'roi, rather, goes wherever it wants to, and it grazes. So, in So it's not in the presumed status of the one who's holding on to it, which generally we say that is the case with movable items. Well, if it's in my possession, that shows that it's mine. No. Ma'achar she'yidu l'balim, since we know who the actual original owners are, it goes to them. Kitzar Hasa Azram illustrates. Hevi ha'tebe'a edim, if the claimant brings witnesses, shabahim ha'zeh yidu l'balim, this is well known that it's his animal. For Zah, Taifa's telling the one that's holding on to it, is claiming, what do you mean? What do you think I'm doing with it? Atam Nesatli, you gave it to him. Atam Achatli, you sold it to me. Eino Neman is not believed. She'eino Yesetachas Yodei Roya, because it's not a proof of the fact that it's in his possession right now. Shedehi Halchama Atzma, V'nechasa B'shusai. The animal goes by itself and it walked into his property. That's not a proof that it was sold to him. Zavikach Zifrim Lohevi Roya. Therefore, if it doesn't bring a proof that it was sold to him, Tachsa Behemel Balel, the own animal has to go back to its original owner, V'yishava Heses, and the owner of the animal swears rabbinic oath, Al Tain Azul, regarding this guy's claim that it was sold to him, and then he gets his animal back. Halacha Beis. Haisa Behemel Shemura. If let's say the animal was guarded, which this owner, this animal's owner generally protects it, a Mesura L'Roya, or is given over to a shepherd who generally protects it, so even if this original owner brings witnesses that it was his, now it is in the chazaka, it is in the presumed possession of the one who's holding onto it right now. Because, what do you mean? How does this guy have it? Obviously you sold it to him. It doesn't just wander and meander because it's generally guarded. If he claims that you sold it to me or gifted it to me, so Yeshava HaTevis has to swear the rabbinic oath that it is his, because the original owner is claiming that, no, it's his. If he potter, and again, he'll be exempt, and he'll be able to hold on to this animal that's in his possession. Halacha Gimel, therefore, so if someone grabs onto the animal of his friend, which was guarded, or was in the possession of the shepherd, and Babaylam Toyin, and the owners are claiming, Hiyatzis me'atzma. No, we're not on its own. The Vatzcha, and that's how it came to you. If it couldn't be Yatcha, or I deposited it by you, or Sha'ul Hilach, or I lent it to you. Vatayvisim, the one that's holding onto it, says, Ken who? Yes, you're right. Einishali, it's not mine. Avlatachayv lekach vakach, but you owe me this and this amount of money. Oyat meshkanta biyad lekach vakach, or you give it to me as security for this and this amount of money that you borrowed from me. Oyhizakto oisinezik shatachayv lesham kach vakach, or you caused me a certain amount of damage that you owe me this and this amount of money. Then yachalitin at kedei tamei, he could make a claim of how much that guy owes him up until the value of this animal. Since he could say, as we said in the previous halacha, he could say, I bought it, because this animal is generally guarded, doesn't just wander. And why do I have it? So although he's not making such a claim, he could have, and therefore we give him the rights of the other claim up until that amount of the value of the thing, because he could have said it's his, that he bought, and he swears withholding a holy object and collects. And the reason that is, because although the previous cases we said that he takes the rabbinic oath, in this case it has to be similar to the biblical one holding a holy object. And the reason that is, the Rambam himself explains in the 13th parak in Hilchos Ma'amar Leib Halacha Gimel, that when a person is making a claim that something is his, like his own animal, and he's muchzik in it, so because of the doubt, we require a rabbinic oath of heses. But when he's coming to collect from the owner of the animal, which here he's saying that it's really not his and coming to collect, then we require for the nishba menaitel to swear like that of a biblical oath, holding holy object. Halacha Dal continues with the chazaka as it applies to avadim, to slaves. V'chein avadim, so too regarding slaves, that they could walk. It's not in the possession of the one who is holding on to it right now. Rather, as long as the claimant brings witnesses, which is known that it was his slave. This guy's claiming, what do you mean? Why do you think I have this slave? You sold him to me. You gave it to me as a gift. In and is not believed. And he has to give the slave back to the owners. Again, because it's not a proof that you have it. This slave could walk on his own. He walked into your property. And the claimant just swears that he didn't sell it and didn't give it. Now, but let's say the defendant, who is holding on to the slave right now, he brings Edom witnesses, that this slave has been with him already, 3 consecutive years from day to day, 3 entire years. And he's been using this person, Kederach Shabbat Meshamash Shabbat, just like slaves are utilized by their masters. Since the original owner did not protest for this amount of years, and then the defendant is believed, and we maintain the slave in his possession, after he swears his rabbinic oath that he bought from him, that it was given to him as a gift. Because that's a chazak already of 3 years, which that itself shows that it's his. Aval ever cotton, but a minor slave, she'en yochel lahalcha raglim nekat nusa, which he's an infant, cannot go on his own 2 feet because of his young age, then arei kashamar talmud is giving like all of the movable items, and b'chomi she'i b'reshusa, anyone that is in his possession, hareu b'chazkasa, like all metalmud, it will be in possession of one who has it, because it's not like the case of Goydris, that they could walk on their own, where that wouldn't be a proof that it's in your domain, they could have walked on their own. Here, the child's too young to walk on his own. So therefore, what am I doing with it? Obviously, I bought it. And whoever wants to take out from his friend, he has the onus of proof. The original owner would have to prove that it was not sold to him. Halacha Hey continues with, if he makes a claim, and then makes a different claim. So if someone claims from his friend, and he says, well, begged the garment, or behemoth, or the animal, or the slave, zeh, that shabiyotcha, that's in your possession, shalihu, it's mine. I shal, or borrowed, or gazel, or robbed, or if kadavetz lach, I deposited by you, I sarcha lach, I rented it to you. And the defendant saying, loiki, that's not the case. This is my money, this is my inheritance. But then the claimant brings witnesses, that they could testify that they know that this object, or the slave, or behemoth, or the animal, you do as she haisel, that it's known that it was this original guy's thing. So what are you saying? It's your Yerusha. We all know it was his. So Chaza Nitim Amad, then subsequently the defendant goes and claims, he says, Ken, Hayashalcha, your ass, it was yours, Avata Nasatili, but you gave it to me, Amachatli, you sold it to me. I possessed Shomad Yerushasi, what I was saying that it was my inheritance. Loishid Ashtim Abba, it's not that I inherited my father. Elishishali Kili Yerashtim, it's mine as if I inherited. There is a Neman, he is believed, with his subsequent claim. Vinish Behesis, and he takes the rabbinic oath of Hesis, because Shikavaran already explained in Perek Zayin Alacha Ches, that the claimant could go ahead and make a subsequent counterclaim from what makes sense, and you could interpret what his original claim was that was refuted by the witnesses, where you could say that this is what I meant, and this is how he's explaining it, and therefore he's allowed to go ahead and be chayzer b'toyim. Halacha above continues with claims without a chazaka. So, svina b'kayitzaba, regarding a boat or similar things. So, yishnaim nechlokim nalai, where two people were disagreeing regarding zelim ekulishli. This one says, this is all my boat. Zelim ekulishli, this guy was saying, it's all my boat. None of them were muhsik on it. None of them had possession of it. So, they come to court. V'amar echad, and one of them says to the judges, tifsua, judges, grab a hold of this boat, atcha'av edim, until I bring witnesses so that this guy, in the meantime, doesn't grab it, which is going to then be difficult for us to extract it from him. So the halacha is in types nice. So the court do not grab it, they don't get involved, because there's no reason for us to do that until we know what he's talking about. Now, vim tefesu bezdin, but let's say the court do go ahead and they take possession of it. V'halach v'le matzeid, and this guy goes, he doesn't find witnesses. V'aman, he says, okay, hanichu v'neinu. So you know what, leave it between us, because you guys, he says to the court, I have no way of proving it. And which the halacha generally is, what's called kol dom gavar, whoever is stronger gets it. So he says, v'chal matzka b'yitl. So whoever's going to be stronger will take it, like the halacha was supposed to be before I got you, the judges, involved. Now, however, once they were involved and they already took possession of it, ain't shame on them. They don't listen to the litigants. And the courts do not release it from the possession until they bring witnesses, until they agree to each other, or until they divide it willingly with an oath. Like we explained this in Perek Tes Allah Chazayin, regarding when both are muhsik, because once we're involved, we're not going to release it for any kol dom gvar. That's only until the courts get involved. We say, okay, whoever's stronger gets it. But once they're involved, they're not going to do that.